Hello again, everybody. I've been doing a bit of travelling this week. I've been down south to visit some friends, and so I've been travelling on the English train system with Mrs. Morgoth. And while we were stuck in the hell of Birmingham Central Station, Mrs. Morgoth commented that she couldn't find a litter bin, and so I went to look around, and there just wasn't any. We can't have litter bins anymore on train station platforms. And while I was looking around for a bin, I heard the robotic announcement on the station's tannoy. Spotted, sate, sorted. It repeats itself on a loop every 3 minutes or so, automatically. And what they're talking about, of course, is suspicious packages, which could be bombs. A bag or a rucksack being left is a bit of a giveaway. So the next step is to place a bomb in a concealed place, such as a bin. The authorities have then, in turn, reacted to this by removing bins altogether. The idea is to create a public space where nothing can be left or concealed, and they remind you every few minutes that you could be standing next to a bomb intended to kill you and your family. But they use soft, euphemistic language, such as suspicious packages. Out in the ethnically English shires, though, in places such as Chichester and Chester-Leigh Street, I noticed that the platforms still do have bins. And it's interesting to think of the litter bin in English life. Because to use a litter bin is essentially to acknowledge social pressure of the group. To throw your junk on the floor will earn you a dirty look or even a mild comment. If old Mrs. Miggins sees a couple of English boys throw litter around, she might tell them off. But that relies on the boys understanding that she's a senior member of the group. And it also relies on old Mrs. Miggins seeing herself as a senior member of the group and justified in telling the boys off. The boys could tell Mrs. Miggins to get lost, but that will earn them the anger of the group as a whole. For example, as a man of that group, I'd support Mrs. Miggins, and the boys know it. And a couple of decades ago, the boys might well get a clip off a policeman or just a bloke standing on the platform for giving cheek to an old lady. So this is essentially how a homogenous group polices its social norms in a naturally cohesive society. The less cohesive a society becomes, the more difficult it is to maintain group norms because there's no longer any group. In the highly diverse metropolises of London, Leeds, and Birmingham, group dynamics and cohesion are just so completely out of whack that the bins have been removed entirely because they can be used as weapons of mass murder. The rules don't apply anymore. Instead, you have to spot it, say it, sort it. You have to assist the state in preventing acts of extreme barbarism being perpetrated against your group. And so you see the English people in England, and you see them wandering around with their little bags of rubbish. You can't just leave them in a public space, that's bad manners. You can't just leave that Costa coffee cup on the seat because you look like you're littering. You can't have that. It makes you look inconsiderate and a bit of a twat. But you can't put it in a bin either because the state removed them. Just as they removed the ethnic fabric of England, which was quite capable of policing itself by virtue of being so ethnically cohesive. We no longer have Mrs. Miggins waving a finger and tutting and telling the boys off. We have CCTV and MI5 working full bore to prevent this globalist monstrosity erupting in carnage yet again. And as you stand there with your little collection of trash, you can gaze up at the postmodern murals peddling diversity propaganda and understand how we got here. How we can't have litter bins anymore. I'll see you later, folks.